You ever heard anybody just call him the bad man? Or?
Yeah, but it all means the same thing. Right on.
Any other words that mean the same thing that people might use?
I haven't ever heard of anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it any kind of nickname that they might use?
Boogerman.
Boogerman? Boogerman. That means the same thing?
Yeah.
Would you use that maybe with children?
Yeah.
Something like that. Now, some people at night think they see these things and frighten them. You know what I'm talking about? What are they?
They call them boogers, ghosts, something like that.
Anything else you heard people call about a ghost, maybe? Yeah. Say you go in a house that has ghosts in it. It's what kind of house? It's a
haunted house.
Yeah, haunted house.
I ain't never seen one of
them. Yeah, I was talking to Divey. His dad, he told me about how he saw a ghost.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga believes in them.
Yeah. He ever told you about
them? Yeah, it's good.
If the weather was, you know, when it gets to be fall, getting around November, and say Grandma was sitting out on the porch, you might bring her a sweater and say,
put this sweater on.
Yeah, say, cause it's getting
cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She might say, I will if you insist, but I
don't need it.
Yeah, something like that.
I'd be wishy.
But what do you use to say to somebody, say, especially a real good friend when you hadn't seen him for a long time, you say,
glad to see you.
Yeah, mighty glad to see you, something like that. Oh, anything else you might say then?
I wouldn't know what.
Would you ever say mighty proud to see
you? Mighty proud to see you. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And say if a person owns 500 acres of land, how much land would that be?
Maybe it'd just be 500 acres.
Yeah, that's a
large piece of ground.
Yeah, and that you, or you might say that's a quart of land. Off. Say you want to indicate it's a large amount. That's a
huge streak of land, a gopher of land.
Anybody say he owns a right smart of land? Would you ever use that for anything else?
Well, yeah, you. Some people say that's a smart man, a smart mule.
You ever use right smart to mean a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, how would you use that maybe?
Well, he was full of it, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. if someone, say, ask you, you know, maybe say if you could, if you can drive them. If you could drive, say, a road grader, you'd answer him, I
can operate that machine.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If it's just a little cold this morning, you might say, if it wasn't just a little cold, but
it would be too cool.
Yeah, it'd be freezing or
chilly.
Or it's how cold?
Freezing.
Mm-hmm. Freezing cold, something like that. Let's see. If you something caught you by surprise, how might you exclaim? You know, say something surprised you. What might you say?
Scared me. Surprised me.
Something like that. What do you usually say? Say when you're a little angry or peeved at yourself for doing something.
I got mad at.
Yeah. Something like that. Let's see. When you first greet, you know, when you first see someone and you want to ask them about the health, what do you say to them? So you first walk up to somebody, he says, hello.
How you doing?
Mm-hmm, something like that. And would you say the same thing to a stranger?
Yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm. And say that somebody, one of your children's been here or somebody, and you really enjoyed their visit, you might say to them, come.
Come back. See ya.
Yeah.